I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Yeah, it's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey, and that is, of course, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings at the original Farm Aid 40 years ago today in Champaign. There's an opportunity to relive some of that history in person. The Spurlock Museum of World Cultures in Urbana is presenting an exhibit on both the first Farm Aid concert and the ongoing Farm Aid organization. It's called Songs in Solidarity, the 1985 Farm Aid concert. It's open now through January 11th. Joining me now to talk more about the exhibit is Nicole Friedman, Manager of Communications and Development at the Spurlock Museum. Nicole, welcome to the 21st show.
Thank you so much.
Also with us, Daniel Gilbert, who you heard mentioned earlier by Jonathan Kopess. He's an associate professor of history and labor and employment relations at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and is one of the main curators of the exhibit. Dan, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Listeners, you can join us at 800-222-9455. We are back live for the final part of the show today. If you have memories of the first Farm Aid concert, we'd love to hear from you. 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. All right, Nicole, before we talk about the specific artifacts, let's start with the big picture. What are some of the aims of this exhibit?
The aims of this exhibit are the same aims we have with all of our exhibits. We exist to educate and engage our community on a whole host of things. And we're a cultural museum. We like to say we're a people museum. And since this exhibit is really very much about the people here locally and the entire country, it feels really appropriate for us to host this particular exhibit at Spurlock Museum.
I got to say, it's kind of interesting to think of Farm Aid as a world culture, but I guess it qualifies, right?
It certainly does. When we talk about world culture, you know, we've got 9 permanent exhibits that represent all over the world, including the Americas.
All right. Nicole, if we could go there right now, walk us through. What might we see? What are some of the things we would see?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things is that our exhibit tells a story. It's not just artifacts and items and belongings, although we have those too, and people seem to love them. But, you know, we really tell the story about why this mattered at the time, who was involved in it, and the people here on the ground who participated and made this possible within 6 weeks from idea to fruition.
Daniel Gilbert, how did the collection, how did the story come together?
Well, it was a really fun project that took shape over a couple of years. A few years ago, I had the chance to actually teach a course in the history department at the University of Illinois called the History Harvest, where the students actually held a big community event at Memorial Stadium at the very site of the concert back in 85. Where they invited community members with stories or artifacts or anything that they wanted to share about their memories and their experience at Farm Aid. And out of that History Harvest event came a number of materials that are actually on display in the exhibit, including a piece of toilet paper stamped with the phrase "wipe out farm foreclosures" that was being distributed in the crowd.
Custom toilet paper. Wow, yes. That is next level.
Yes. If nothing else, come to the exhibit to see the "wipe out farm foreclosures" toilet paper. And also just some fascinating stories and details from folks who were there back in 85, including a gentleman named John Graham, who was on the staff over at the Assembly Hall at the time. I was one of the folks charged with kind of bringing Willie Nelson's idea into reality and kept meticulous notes at the time. And so it was through a lot of the materials and stories that came out of this History Harvest that we developed the exhibit. Also around the same time, the folks over at the Champaign County History Museum on University Avenue in Champaign were developing their own Farm Aid collection. And so we worked in partnership with the CCHM to borrow some of their materials for the exhibit. And so one of the cool things that came over from their collections that's on display at Spurlock right now is a hat that Willie Nelson was wearing on stage at the beginning of the concert from one of the kind of activist organizations that was really kind of on the ground fighting the farm crisis, the Iowa Farm Unity Coalition. Willie was wearing that hat and at one point tossed it out into the crowd. And a gentleman who was working security up in the front at the concert caught the hat and was able to eventually get it signed by Willie Nelson and then donated it to the museum. So we've got that on display, too.
Ah, that's amazing. You know, it's interesting to think of. I imagine some people might think, oh, come on, a hat from the 1980s? Is that, you know, really, really something that's museum worthy? How do you think about that? Right? What makes a piece of toilet paper or a hat something that is worthy of, you know, preservation behind plexiglass and in a temperature controlled environment right. kind of thing?
Well, to me, these items help tell the story of how farm aid really was an event that was made not just by these, you know, famous people up on the stage that kind of exist only as kind of media or pop culture superstars, but rather was made by, you know, those 80,000 people who packed the stands and by the millions more who watched on TV. The Farm Aid as an event and as a kind of ongoing organization in American culture, you know, these are the products of real people's lives and experiences and hopes and dreams, and by showing that piece of toilet paper or that hat, we try to kind of represent that part of what makes Farm Aid such an important event in American history.
If I can just, if you'll indulge me, a brief story. I once worked at the Field Museum in Chicago. It was a low-level exhibits aide, and they were taking down a Star Wars exhibit. And I remember some of the top-level curators were picking up a lightsaber with white gloves and putting it in a case. This is all property of Lucas. And I thought, well, that's why they don't let me do that job, because I would not treat it that way. Are you treating these artifacts as though they were, you know, ancient pottery or a lightsaber used in production of Star Wars? I mean, do you put on white gloves to handle the Willie Nelson hat, for example?
I can tell you that our staff absolutely is treating these artifacts exactly that way. And we do have some fun pictures, if people are interested, on our social media of when we were installing this exhibit, of some of our museum staff with their white gloves.
Fascinating. All right, let me take a moment to reintroduce our conversation. We are talking about a new exhibit at the Spurlock Museum in Urbana showcasing the history of Farm Aid, the first installment of what's now a 40-year series. It happened this day in 1985 at Memorial Stadium in Champaign. The exhibit is called Songs in Solidarity, the 1985 Farm Aid Concert. We're talking with Nicole Friedman, Manager of Communications and Development at the Spurlock Museum, and Daniel Gilbert, Associate Professor in Labor and Employment Relations and in History at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. He's one of the main curators of the exhibit. 800-222-9455, just about 5 minutes or so left if you want to call 800-222-9455. Daniel, talk a little bit about what it was like to be in Champaign-Urbana in 1985, to the extent you can, right?
Yeah, well, it's been such a thrill over these last few years working on this project to get to learn from people who were here. I was not, unfortunately, in Urbana-Champaign in 1985. But I think, you know, listening to the earlier segment you were playing of the interviews that you did 5 years ago at the 35th anniversary and hearing folks talk about how lots of people in Urbana-Champaign back in September 85 had wonderful interactions, surprising interactions on the street, at the bar, you know, at the record store, at a restaurant with famous performers who had come to town. It was really this kind of lightning fast preparation process. The whole thing came together in a matter of weeks. And our community really rallied around this project. In fact, there were at one point, you know, the hotel rooms in all across Champaign County were sold out, and there were like 1,000 journalists coming to town. They needed a place to stay, and so the local visitors bureau was charged with finding families for folks to stay with. And there was a news report at the time that as the visitors bureau was trying to place folks from out of town with families with whom to stay, they kept getting the word that that people would really like to host Kenny Rogers. He was the most he was the person that people most wanted to host in their homes, but they were also willing to host journalists as well. So it, just one example of the ways in which the community really kind of rallied around making this concert happen.
Nicole, the exhibit not only talks about the first Farm Aid, but kind of explores the legacy of the ongoing organization. And as I said at the top of the show, there was another Farm Aid concert this weekend. Willie himself was on stage in Minnesota at that on Saturday. Talk about that aspect of this.
Well, yeah, that was one of the most interesting things as we were working through this and talking to people about it. You know, we had lots of people come. We had a little opening event yesterday and say, I was there. But people don't always realize that the organization continued to do this work. And one of the most important things that they do is that they will pay out grants to local organizations. And we have organizations in our community who have received those grants, one such as the Land Connection. And that work is just continuing on and on and on. The crisis, although it might be a different shape, it still continues to this day, which makes the Farm Aid work so important and is part of why we wanted to do this exhibit.
Daniel, I wanted to ask you about one of the words in the title, and that is solidarity. That is a word that is often, I think, associated with the left in our culture. And yet, here it is applied to farmers, which at least at present tend to be more on the right in America. Talk about that and how that history of solidarity is weaved through American agriculture.
Yeah, and it's such a wonderful question. I think this was a project of building solidarity. One of the great ambitions of that first Farm Aid concert was to engage folks in the United States who did not at the time understand what farmers were going through. You know, folks living in cities who were big fans of Foreigner and Bon Jovi and some of the other acts who were playing at Farm Aid. And by staging this event, inviting people to Champaign, but also broadcasting it on television, this is a way to kind of build understanding and kind of shared visions of what this country could be across divides that had traditionally siloed maybe farmers on the one hand from folks in cities in the other. I think that's an ongoing project. But to me, as a historian, one of the powerful things about that first Farm Aid concert and about the ongoing history of Farm Aid as an organization is as a kind of model of the possibilities of building political, cultural, social bonds across divides that otherwise persist.
Daniel Gilbert, history and labor and employment relations professor at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Nicole Friedman, manager of communications and development at the Spurlock Museum. Thank you so much for being with us today on the 21st Show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, the exhibit is called Songs in Solidarity, the 1985 Farm Aid Concert. It's at the Spurlock Museum in Urbana now through January 11th. That is all the time we have for our program today. Coming up tomorrow, immigrants have helped Beardstown in Cass County survive and thrive economically. We'll talk about what President Trump's changes to immigration policy mean for the people who work there and the country's food supply chain more broadly. And we'll also talk about what makes a job good or bad. There's a group of researchers who surveyed thousands of working Illinoisans to find out, and we will try and find out ourselves what they learned from that study. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. We leave you with some more music from the original concert. Once again, Neil Young.